USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As coronavirus cases across the nation continue to rise, the Coronavirus Task Force is holding a meeting. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says mask guidance has not changed, and those who have not been vaccinated should keep wearing masks.
We have consistently and repeatedly said, if you are unvaccinated, you need to be wearing a mask to protect yourself and others around you. And we need more people to get vaccinated to stop this pandemic. So overall, the CDC recommendations haven't changed.
According to Johns Hopkins University, yesterday just over 52,000 new cases of COVID-19 were confirmed and 333 people died. First-time claims for unemployment benefits are up this week to 419,000. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The NFL has laid out its strongest incentives yet for players to get the vaccine. According to a memo shared by NFL Network's Tom Pelissero, the league has mandated that a game cannot be rescheduled due to a COVID-19 outbreak among unvaccinated players, and that a team will be forced to forfeit, resulting in a loss for playoff seeding. The memo also says the league intends to play all of its games within the scheduled 18-week period, and a 19th week will not be added to the schedule under any circumstances, an idea that was floated in 2020 amid numerous outbreaks. The government is launching a $3 billion economic development initiative. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo telling reporters it will help provide hundreds of thousands of high-value jobs. She noted that millions of Americans continue to struggle from the economic impacts of the coronavirus pandemic. That includes women who have been trying to balance work and child care. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee on Thursday voted along party lines to advance President Biden's nominee to head the Bureau of Land Management. The committee voted 10-10 on the nomination of Tracy Stone Manning, which under the committee rules means it will advance to the full Senate floor. Stone Manning has been the subject of mounting Republican opposition over her connection to an act of environmental sabotage known as tree spiking. Republican committee member John Barrasso shares why he voted no.
Tracy Stone Manning collaborated with eco-terrorists. She lied to this committee, and she continues to harbor extremist views most Americans find reprehensible. She is thoroughly disqualified from holding the important position of director of the Bureau of Land Management. In 1989, while a grad student in Montana, Tracy Stone Manning collaborated with eco-terrorists who had hammered hundreds of metal spikes into trees in a national forest. This is the kind of spike that these eco-terrorists hammered into trees in our national forest in Idaho. Tree spiking involves hammering a metal rod such as this one into a tree trunk, either at its base where a logger or firefighter might cut into it, or higher up where it might mangle a mill's saw blade. Shards of broken blades fly through the air, resulting in horrific injuries.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.